Welcome to Heritage Radio Network on Tour. We're broadcasting live from Feast Portland this week, and I'm Kat Johnson. And before we start this next interview, I would like to thank our sponsors that are making our coverage of Feast Portland possible. Thank you to Travel Portland, to Stream PDX, this amazing Airstream trailer that we are broadcasting out of, Hazel Fern Sellers, and the Julia Child Foundation. And right now, I'm super excited because we are joined by Miguel and Modesty Vidal. They are with Valentina's Tex-Mex Barbecue in Austin. And we also have an Austin Visit Austin trailer next to us. So we have kind of like a rival Airstream trailer situation going on. So I'm glad that we have the Austin contingent representing over here with us. Welcome to both of you.
Well, thank you very much. You. Hello.
So I first crossed paths with the two of you in Charleston earlier this year at the Southern Foodways Alliance barbecue tent revival, and it was an amazing event. And I kind of wanted to start there and have you talk a little bit about that event. And you were honored there. So what did that mean to you, and what was that event like?
Well, I guess it was nice to have everyone welcoming us there and being able to cook. And that's one of my favorite things to do with food and barbecue, and that's why we're in it. Receiving the honors and everything is amazing, and to be honored that way is awesome. But like, what we want to do is share our food with everyone, like their family, because that's what the barbecue is to me, and that's how I grew up around that. So being able to share that experience with people and put our heart and soul into what we're cooking, and then to see the how people respond to it, that's like the biggest thing, and bringing everyone together. So,
and what was so cool about it was Sam Jones and Rodney Scott, both Carolina boys, were kind of passing the torch a little bit over to you in Texas. And so let's talk about Tex-Mex barbecue, because it is pretty different from what we think of when we think of Carolinas, even Tennessee and Alabama. So what is Tex-Mex barbecue, and how is it different?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, when we first were talking about what opening up the restaurant and whatnot, I had different ideas before we went back to like the basics, right? And so I had different ideas of having stuff, using smoke and fire to elevate Mexican food, or to just highlight some stuff in food. But when I went back to the basics and the way I grew up eating, it's not necessarily a fusion, and people might consider what we do fusion, but at home, through the Texas influence and having, where king is beef, beef is king in Texas, right? So,
I'm like always looking for steak. I'm like, where is the beef, you guys? We went to a place last night. I'm like, can I get a real steak? Oh. Need red meat.
You're not in Texas anymore.
I noticed.
But growing up and having, the Texas barbecue traditions and being of Mexican descent and embracing those flavors is kind of just an everyday thing that happened naturally at home. And I think that there's a lot of, Tex-Mex restaurants, I think, that are very commercialized and don't really necessarily kind of highlight how people are really cooking and eating at home. So Tex-Mex barbecue is what I feel is representing the Mexican-American or Chicano or Hispanic culture in the South, and I call the South where we are in Texas.
The South of Texas.
South Texas. Or just Texas in general, or across any region of the United States where that is, with particularly Texas, where, you have that beef barbecue going on, and, the peppers and the flavors from that were influenced through Mexico coming together. So it can be, a lot of things and described differently. But for us, it's kind of how I grew up eating. That's homemade tortillas, fresh salsa, avocado with barbecue, mostly either brisket, and then along with other stuff. My dad used to love doing half chickens all the time and stuff. So it's just taking that influence and really sharing it with people.
And I was reading something about the barbacoa that you make, and you use a different cut of meat than people might be used to for barbacoa.
Well, when I first started doing it, I was using the whole head. Okay, so you would get everything off the whole head that we would just smoke for hours until it all came off, and it was really nice. But as we got busier it was harder to be able to have enough to sustain for more than like an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, it sells fast.
And so I started using cheek meat. So it's mostly all cheek meat that we're smoking.
And but it's beef.
It's beef.
Interesting. And other people are very into the pork head cheese and stuff, but it's interesting to think about the cow.
Yeah.
We're actually serving it tonight at the Bon Appetit after party.
So let's talk about that. Tell us about the event tonight and what you're making.
Oh, she can.
It's at Brooklyn Park Pub, and he's making mini barbacoa tacos on corn tortillas and then like a homemade pico. He's making that up really right now as we go.
Amazing. And then you're doing smoked tomorrow.
Yes.
We're doing smoked tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be doing our brisket. We're using Hartley Ranch, never ever Angus beef.
And you were just telling me about, obviously, you came here from Austin. It's a little bit of a trip. And if you were to start actually doing all the work to make brisket for tomorrow, you wouldn't be here right now. You'd be prepping. So talk a little bit about what it takes to bring your level of barbecue to an event like this and how you prep.
Well, so I'm really particular in the wood that we use. We use 100% mesquite. Most people in Austin or Central Texas are using post oak, and that's a little bit easier to kind of get. But, I mean, you know, other rather than just Texas, but the mesquite wood that we're using, I'm very particular in how it's aged and dried and what it looks like. And we use a different blend of some other stuff that's like either greener and age longer to so it can sustain a long cook. But we've come up with different methods so we can be able to come to events like this and travel across the country and be able to produce the equivalent of what we would do at home. So we spend a lot of time back home prepping, and then we will smoke for about 16 to 18 hours. And there's a system going into the cooling process of the briskets to where they sit in warmers for about 2.5 or 3 hours, and then we cool them down afterwards so we can vac seal, and then we can bring them back up and bring them back to life in an event like this.
I mean, you're really bringing the flavor. You have to make the flavor at home and bring it here.
To get the true feel.
I know. I mean, everyone at Smoke Tonight, tomorrow night, should definitely appreciate the work that goes into that. It's amazing. So let's talk about family, because you guys are married, and family is a really big part of your business. So talk a little bit about who else in your family works with you guys. And
we could be here all day.
listing.
We started importing our family as a business group.
Yeah, we just started moving people to Austin. We're like, I hired all three of my best friends. I'm like, do you guys want to get paid to hear me talk about work or just do it for free all the time? Because I'll pay you if you do some work.
It's a great sales pitch.
So they do. They all work for me now, and they're awesome. It's amazing.
We have my two sisters. My brother, Elias, is our main pit master now. He's been with us since the beginning, and he's worked really hard to kind of hone his skills in on the pit, and he does a really great job.
He'll be here tomorrow, too, at the event.
Yeah. Actually, he just got in today. So my brother, Elias, my sister, Amy, Adriana, and I have three cousins that work with me. And everyone's from San Antonio.
And Elias met his wife there, so she works there as well. Right. They met at the trailer.
It's like an interesting strategy of like retaining employees.
Yeah, we're like you're going to marry in. We're going to get you all here.
So it's your brother who's the pit master.
Well, my brother's kind of taken over so I can continue to, focus, grow the business. And Elias maintains like the barbecue that we do there every day. And I come in and kind of, do quality checks, and I continue to work the same hours basically, but I'm focusing more on doing like specials at the restaurant. So I'm taking inspiration from places that we go or travel or hang out at, and I try and bring back something to the business and then show him how to incorporate that into what we're doing.
So pitmaster is a position and a career that takes a lot of training, and it takes a long time to learn the art of that. So how has that been to like hand that off to your brother?
Well, it's not handed off all the way. He says hand it off. That's a loser.
He's still in training.
Always for life. We all are.
For life. we can always learn from, we can learn every day. But my brother's been like, it's been 5 years before. It took 5 years before I gave him like the title and let him kind of be
before
in charge.
Before we could leave for the weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
So 5 days, and you know, the first 3 years we were really short staffed, and we were working like 18-hour days all the time, and I would go home and nap.
You like squeeze in 2 years into that 1 year.
Elias would, you know, have my back. But
awesome. Tell me about the motto of the restaurant.
Hecho con amor. Go ahead.
Means made with love, which is how Miguel makes his food. If he's mad, the food will still be good, but it won't be as good. So we've got to get him in the good mood. That's at home. But
So, yeah, I mean, Hecho con amor, made with love, is, you know, when we have new employees and new team members join us, before they start the first shift, they have to understand what we're coming from, what we're trying to do. And so I tell everyone that the people that we are serving are, you know, that's your grandmother, your grandfather, your best friend, your aunt, your uncle, your anyone. That's anyone that's close and dear to you, that you are actually like paying them back for something that they've done for you. And so it has to be made with love. We have to treat people that way. And if you cook from the heart and you're doing things for the right reasons, then I think it's going to really show. And that's how we try and treat our employees. That's how we try and treat our guests and customers that come around. And, you know, it's just like anyone that comes and orders, you have to put your grandmother, someone that was special to you, on them, so you can take care of them the same way.
That's beautiful. So you started the Valentina's, you were in a permanent trailer, and then you had like outdoor seating. Is that still the way that the restaurant's set up?
Well, we actually started behind a bar downtown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then we moved to a gas station parking lot south of town. And then now we're in like a permanent location, and we're working on building a brick and mortar in that location. There's a building on the site. We still are in the permanent trailers right now, but we do have covered seating and like TVs and all kinds of.
Yeah, it's more like a compound more than
you. Yeah, it's not like, oh, we got a food truck.
It reminds me a lot of where our home station is. We're in two shipping containers behind a pizza restaurant, you know, Roberta's, and it has this whole compound feel. And so I feel like I would be very at home.
You probably would. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. There's a lot going on, and the setup is basically two long food trailers that are butted up back to back, so you take one step out and you're in the other one. And so that acts as like the kitchen, and then our barbecue pits are on 20-foot trailers.
Can you describe a little bit more about the pits and the setup and how much food you're doing every day?
So we have three pits that are roughly like 20 feet long. They're offset pits with, we cook that. The three of them take the majority of the meat, and then we have one more that is a little bit smaller, but that takes all our vegetables. So it's roasting corn and tomatoes and onions and peppers for our salsa, for our smoked corn. It takes our barbecue sauce. It takes our jerky once a week that we make. We make brisket jerky out of the flat. And the other ones are mostly brisket. So we are doing roughly right now about 4,000 pounds of brisket a week. We roll like maybe 1,000 tortillas a day. And the
poor. Given what, one, two employees carpal tunnel by now?
Yeah. Yeah. So like the beef is the main seller, the brisket, of course, and then underneath it, everything, it's like, I guess it's like, you know, 50% on everything else.
But like pork, chicken, pork ribs, beef ribs.
Yeah. But, you know, we use offset pits. We go do a 14, 16 hour cook on a brisket. It's basically almost a 24 hour job before we are serving, you know, a quarter pound to you that's gobbled up in 2 minutes.
24 hours to make, yeah.
It truly is a labor of love.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So where can people find you, both in person and out there in the internet?
Well, on the internet, we have a Facebook page, Valentina's Tex-Mex Barbecue. We have Instagram, same thing. We have Twitter, which is Val's Tex-Mex Barbecue, because apparently that's the longest name ever. In person, we'll be at Smoke tomorrow.
There you go.
Or Miguel will be at the trailer most of the time.
And then where in Austin are you located?
We're in South Austin off of Manchac Road, 11500 Manchaca.
In Austin, you say Manchac.
We say Manchac in Austin because that's how they all pronounce it. In real life, it's Manchaca. But it's about 15 minutes south of downtown. There's a lot of space. You can bring your family, bring your dog, hang out. Bring some beer and drink.
If you come at 2:30, 3 in the morning, you'll probably find me there.
Yeah. But you're not open at 2:30.
No, but he'll be there.
You can just say hi.
You say hi.
Well, we're prepping because we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we try and barbecue and our way of cooking and continue to put stuff on pits throughout the day is we try and not sell out. We try and time our food. We will sell out of the big items like brisket and maybe like our spare ribs and beef ribs, those
but
kinds
like
of things.
On Saturdays.
But when
like
we
daily.
Continue to cook, like with us doing Tex-Mex barbecue, right, we take like other influences that are not maybe like such huge cuts of meat. So we take like trim from our briskets and cube it up, make beef tips, and we smoke those, and those become brisket guisada. We have our skirt steak, and we make our smoked cerveza beef fajitas out of that. And we use chicken thighs, smoke those for about 2 to 3 hours, and we're making smoked chicken fajita or plates with that. So when we run out of, like, you know, barbecue, we continue with the other smoked meats that are more of a quick fire item, mm-hmm. you know. And so
by quick fire, 3 or 4 hours, you know, quick fire.
Oh, so fast. Well, what's breakfast like?
Breakfast is pretty
breakfast
crazy.
Breakfast is famous in Austin.
I love breakfast. And okay, tell me all about it.
Well, it's all, you know, in Austin, everyone's about the breakfast taco, right?
Yes.
And what we do is we incorporate our barbecue into our breakfast tacos. So you can come and get, you know, a regular, you know, potato, egg, and cheese, and bacon, that kind of stuff, and everything's made on homemade tortillas. But we have you have the option to add brisket, add pork, add smoked sausage to your breakfast tacos. And then we have some specialty items that have been created. One in particular is called the Real Deal Holyfield. And that is a taco that's based off my father's favorite dish. He had come one time and wanted me to make him Huevos Rancheros. And I had the elements in the kitchen. So what I did was I made some refried beans out of our charro beans. I had some potatoes. I fried up potatoes. We had our tomato serrano salsa that I used as the ranchero salsa. We had some eggs. So instead of building in Huevos Rancheros, I took a tortilla and pressed it out bigger than our normal ones. Laid down refried beans on a tortilla with the fried potatoes. Got an egg with our salsa. Mm-hmm. Slice of bacon.
Fried egg.
Fried
that's
egg.
That's part it. About it. Yeah.
Yeah, the smoked bacon, and we put a fat slice of brisket on top, and I called it the Real Deal Holyfield.
Okay, I'm booking my flight as soon as this interview's over.
That it's like it'll last you all day on a meal.
Oh, gosh.
So, and that's like our number one thing that everyone comes for. They keep asking us to serve it all day long.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most requested items is that taco. Wow. Which, when I met him, all he complained about was that there's no good breakfast tacos. And now he complains about having to make breakfast tacos all the time. Like, you did this.
If you want things done right,
you
do it yourself.
You brought this.
Well, guys, thank you so much for sitting down with us in the trailer today. I am really hungry now, and I am very, very much looking forward to Smoked. I can't wait to eat your brisket tacos again. I've been missing them since the Charleston event. This has been Kat Johnson for Heritage Radio Network on Tour, and I've been joined by Miguel and Modesty Vidal. And once again, thanks to our sponsors, Travel Portland, Stream PDX, Hazel Fern Sellers, and the Julia Child Foundation for making our coverage of Feast Portland possible.